Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey there, Fangirl Nation. You are listening to Fangirl Sports Network's Get My Job podcast on Believe. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am so excited to be joined by venue sales coordinator for the Golden State Warriors, Kaylee Uribe. Kaylee takes us through her journey from the Warriors dance team to the front office while sharing the confidence and foundation being a dancer gave her for the various positions she's held. This episode is incredibly inspiring, so let's get to it. Kaylee, thank you so much for joining me on the Get My Job podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited about this opportunity and chatting with you.
And I am excited to chat with you. You've had a really fun journey to where you are today. So let's start kind of, I know you started as a dancer and now you're a venue sales coordinator, but I want to get from point A to point B. So if we could start with, when did you start dancing? Let's start there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no, and you're right. It has been quite the journey. But honestly, I started dancing out of the womb. My mom knew that I was just a movement kind of girl. So I started dancing when I was three, danced all the way through high school, joined a professional competition team through college. I danced for a minor league soccer team in Anaheim, California. For indoor arena soccer, which was the first year that they had done it. It was really, really cool, very cool experience. And then from there, I was very, very blessed to make the Golden State Warriors dance team. It was right after their 2015 championship. So me and I think it was about like 500 of my best friends auditioned for a coveted spot on their team. And I made it. And I had three amazing years with the Golden State Warriors dance team.
And then from there, if I'm not incorrect, you moved into special events. And if you could talk about kind of the genesis of that and when you made that decision to make the move.
Absolutely. So like I said, I did 3 years with the Warriors dance team. And one of the biggest parts about dance team is actually doing a lot of community work and what we call promos, being part of our community relations events. And so I started to do a couple, what I call my freshman year, but most people call a rookie year on the dance team. And what I love about NBA specifically is the initiatives that they stand for. But also Golden State has their own initiatives to really give back to all of their community around the Bay Area. And so I was called the promo queen. My assistant coach started calling me the promo queen because I would volunteer. It's not volunteer. I would ask to be on promos all the time to do a lot of our community relations. So I just saw the amazing work that GSW does in their community, and I love the events. And so there was one specific event. It was a Stephen Curry Make-A-Wish event, and he brought, I want to say, like 40 families to what they call boomers now, and he hung out with all the families and the kids, and we were there as well to kind of hang out with kids as well and just spend the day with them, getting to know them. And at that specific event, the director for special events happened to be there, and she saw me working with a kid. He accidentally got the wrong, I think, shoe size that I was helping him trying to figure out, and he only spoke Spanish, so I was able to communicate with him and try and like resolve the issue. And the director of special events came up to me immediately and asked about me and asked kind of like what my background was. And so from that point, it was kind of that networking. I kept that relationship. And when I knew that I was retiring from dance team, her and I got to talking. She had a position available on her events team. And that's kind of how I got into the interview process.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts. That's fantastic. And so if you could talk a little bit about your time there and then what led you to now being the venue sales coordinator. And for our listeners who don't know, what is venue sales coordinator?
Yeah, it's definitely a new position. So with special events, you know, a lot of it was our community relations events and making sure that we're being seen, our brand is everywhere, and we're giving back. And then it turned into also the events for our season ticket members and really showing appreciation for them. And with that, GSW was in Oracle at the time when I started, Oracle Arena in Oakland. And now we are at the beautiful Chase Center in San Francisco, and we own and operate our own arena. So our events changed, and we were definitely like adding some pizzazz to our events at the new arena. But there was a lot more opportunity in the venue sales realm because we now own and operate our own space. And so I'm now bringing in events, private events, to utilize our space within this stunning arena that not too many people have seen, because mm-hmm. you know, we opened for 6 months and then shut down
right.
like everybody else. But so now I'm like helping people make their dreams come true with their events, for corporate, for weddings, for nonprofits, a little bit of everything.
So when you look back at your time, even dancing, and I know this might sound strange, but I think, you know, you were an athlete. You were 100% an athlete as a dancer and then some. And you look at kind of the work ethic that went into that, the drive that went into that. How has that helped you in the position you hold today and in the previous position you had?
Yeah. And you honestly said it spot on. Honestly, dance is probably the foundation and cornerstone I use like in my life in general, especially my professional life, but also personal. The dedication and commitment that women have to sports and including dance, you know, is unparalleled. We learn so much within that like industry, and like relationship building, time management, sacrifice, poise, public speaking. Honestly, it's the tools I use in my everyday life and hopefully for the rest of my life.
So was there a criticism? And I think this might be a multi-part question for you, but when you were maybe even a kid and you were dancing, was there a criticism you received that was difficult to take and then also taught you how to take criticism? I don't know if that, does that make sense the way
I
worded that?
Totally. Okay. And I'm not sure this would be criticism per se, but I will say when I was making the transition from dance team to the front office, mm-hmm. I had a mentor of mine come to me and she said, a lot of people are going to know you for what you currently do, which is being a dance teamer. And your job is going to have to be showing them all your sides and that you're just not one thing. And sometimes, you know, unfortunately, we can see a lot of negative press or media revolving dance teams, not just NBA, but NFL all the way around. But really, there's so much more to it. So I think really going into a professional space, knowing that people were going to see me no matter what I said or did in one light, mm-hmm. it really just made me like want to educate people so much more about dance team, because it is so much more. And I think that goes for so many things. You know, women should be able to wear rhinestones and be professional in the boardroom. Or
like, I could not agree more with that statement. Yeah, like, that is a statement that speaks to me.
Wear pink and love doing their hair and makeup and feeling sexy and confident, but also talk about politics. Like, there should not be just kind of one box for, you know, me specifically was, you know, being seen as somebody that was on a dance team professionally. So that was something that really sat with me and still does, to be honest, from this day. It's like criticism, but also advice, I would say.
I think that's even, that's more advice for sure. What is it? Is there anything about dance team you do want people to know? Because you said there are a lot of preconceived notions. Is there anything that you really would want people to know about dance team and just the work that goes into that and the hours that go into that? Because it is very strenuous on all levels.
It is very strenuous, and to the point where I jokingly say I am just like Stephen Curry, because I knew from 3 years old that dance is what I wanted to do. And just because the spotlight is obviously very different for dance than it is basketball, it doesn't make it any less than the work mm-hmm. that goes into it. Like, I trained, I put my body through a ton of workouts and health and wellness, and my mind had to be right to really fight for those coveted positions. And there really are, you know, 20 to 30 women that have an opportunity every season to do what we do. And that's a very small group of women that have the opportunity to do that. And we don't take it for granted. And we work, oh man, we work so, so hard. We, for what people think is 2 minutes on court, but our job as dancers is to make it look easy, which is what a lot of people think it is. But that's also part of the performance value. It's our jobs to make it look easy, but it's a lot of hours to get it there.
So later I'm going to ask you for a day in the life currently, but I would love to know if you could take us through what a day in the life is for someone on a professional sports dance team.
Oh yeah, that's very different. It usually started with getting up super early because I also had a secondary job that I did while I was dancing, but it started with a very healthy breakfast, a workout, and then getting online for my secondary job. I worked for Stitch Fix as a personal stylist for a while. Then it was taking opportunities throughout the day to practice before your practice. So it was watching our videos. It was, you know, if you were in an office, it was going into the restroom and, you know, practicing in the mirror for 5 minutes, whatever it was. We would get to practice and it was probably about, I think, like a 7 p.m. practice, and we would work until about 11, sometimes 11:30 at night, coordinating all of our routines for. It could have been one game. We could have been game setting for two. So it was a lot to go into it, but my God, it was probably the funnest thing I've done to this day.
I would imagine that hard work really paid off. But you know, it is a lot. I just wanted people to understand, because we're talking about your full journey, but what you are a woman in professional sports, and you have been throughout your career, at least part of the career that we're discussing today. And I just want people to understand how much work in preparation. And you're right, you are like Steph Curry in that way. You guys have to practice just as much too, setting the game plan, so to speak, all of the things. So thank you for sharing that with us, because I think it's really interesting. And I apologize for my voice. It's getting better, guys. So we're recording this a couple weeks before it's actually going to come on. So by the time this comes on, my voice will probably be great. So as you have worked in the sports and entertainment industry, are there any missteps that you see women make that you would love for them to correct?
Oh, that's such a great question. I would say, honestly, keeping in mind that there is always room at the table. It is a fight to get females in a decision-making room these days, especially in sports and entertainment. But I think that once you're there, it's only reaching out a hand and making sure that there are other women sitting around you as well. So just making sure that, you know, we're creating the space and the opportunity as females as well, but also utilizing our allies and men around us to make sure that there's always more room.
You talked about obviously the community events that the Warriors do, and if that's what got you into special events. I cover the 49ers, and the 49ers are also very active in the community. Can you talk a little bit about just working for the Warriors organization and kind of where that starts from? Because there are a lot of great organizations in sports that do a lot in the community, but here are two Bay Area organizations who've like really made it such a priority. So I just would love to hear a little bit about, you know, working with that organization specifically in that way.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, NBA has amazing initiatives giving back. I think Golden State Warriors, and I will say we've done quite a few things with 49ers as well. You know, we know that we're not anything without our fans. And so constantly trying to find ways to make them feel appreciative, especially people that may not even be able to see the inside of an arena, because, you know, GSW is doing pretty well these days. So ticket prices tend to skyrocket with that. But yeah, just making sure that we are really sharing and engaging with it, our community. It's something that we really do put at the forefront. And, you know, a lot of people can say that, but we really do it. Mm-hmm. And that was what I loved specifically about special events was I was out there. Mm-hmm. I was in, you know, Palo Alto, I was in Marin area, I was out in Oakland and San Francisco. We tried to touch a little bit of everything. And there was Learning Without Limits with middle schoolers. That was always really fun getting them out. It's an initiative to make students realize that learning is everywhere outside of the classroom as well. So we would take them to zoos and local science fairs and, you know, all these really great opportunities that they may not have gotten normally.
That's fantastic.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Switching gears a little bit, but if you could give our listeners one piece of advice for starting a career in your field, what would it be?
Yeah, you know, this is such an interesting question. I think right now specifically, it's somewhat of an interviewer's market. There's a lot of positions out there available. And sports and entertainment are very sought after positions, very much so. I would say do your research. It's not really just about getting your foot in the door anymore. You want to look at a job description and you want to know that what you know, what you've done in your past and how you can really better that position and contribute to that position. It's not just a job description. You want to get into that position and then really make a difference and an impact. So I would say do your research. Don't just take it to take it. And also know that sports is not a 9-to-5 job whatsoever.
No, it is not.
And it never will be. So, you know, there is quite a bit of sacrifice that goes with it, but let me tell you, the perks are very rewarding.
Was that a surprise when you obviously knew that with dance, mm-hmm. but was that a surprise when you moved into the more front office jobs that it's very much not 9-to-5, or were you prepared for that?
I think I was a little prepared for that just because of dance. You know, I know what a game day looks like and I know that that's after a 9-to-5 position already. So I was very prepared. I think with front office positions, not just even mine, and I know other departments, they work around the clock to make, because sports works around the clock. There's always something happening. So, I was definitely prepared, but that is definitely one piece of advice people need to know about sports and entertainment, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. And that it is a lot of hard work and it feels very glamorous. A lot of, and there are moments that are glamorous, but it is a lot of hard work.
It absolutely is.
So you mentioned earlier something that a mentor, you know, said to you when you were mm-hmm. transitioning to your new position. Do you have a mentor or mentors in your career that have been particularly helpful?
Oh gosh, I've had so many wonderful female mentors, to be honest. All of my coaches, they build strong women and confident women, and I will be forever grateful for all of them and pushing me, challenging me in that space. My mother is a businesswoman. She's retired at 60 and doing very well and had an amazing work-life balance as well. So she's a huge mentor and somebody I go to for advice all the time. And then who I work for now, you know, I'm very appreciative that I have a lot of female mentors within my workspace right now.
How have you seen opportunities grow and change for women in the industry over the last several years? And how do you think we can still improve?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate within my specific spaces with GSW that I work mostly with women. I have had all female bosses in the 7 years that I've been with them. And I think that's saying a lot. We're seeing more and more women in the decision-making rooms and leadership positions. We're seeing amazing headlines in sports in general, you know, first general manager for MLB. I think we have like 7 female coaches within the NBA now, which is amazing. You know, we're seeing things with U.S. women's soccer, you know, so there is a lot of growth that we're seeing. Now, progress obviously still needs to be made in a lot of different areas. I work in sports and industry, but I have a lot of my girlfriends, especially in San Francisco, that work in tech. So, you know, I know some very big differences that we see with a work-life balance, pay equity, women's health benefits is a big one, and like leadership opportunities. So there's obviously always growth to be made, but I'm really appreciative specifically with GSW because they're at least constantly trying and wanting to be better. And I think that they're very good at being proactive instead of reactive, which you can see a lot within sports and entertainment industry. But there's obviously room for improvement. It doesn't happen overnight. I can't wait for the day where those headlines for, you know, the first GM to just be at the norm. I think that would be great. As far as like the athletes, you know, I saw this headline recently and it was one thing that women's sports can do that men's sports cannot is women's sports can get bigger. And there's so much opportunity there. And I can't wait for media to start really sharing in that space with our female athletes everywhere.
Absolutely.
Including dance.
Absolutely. And it is very deserved because every athlete works so incredibly hard and it would be wonderful to see female athletes get the recognition that they very, very much deserve. You mentioned work-life balance, and I know that that's a little bit of a fallacy because there's no such thing as true balance every single day, but are there things that you do to make sure that you're still taking care of yourself and your personal life, whatever that may be, as within the long hours that you're working?
Yeah, well, I will have to tell you, my morning starts off, and I know this might sound very stereotypical, but I'm useless without my coffee in the morning. So my morning, I love my morning coffee and I do my Wordle now. I'm completely obsessed. So bean water and Wordle in the morning, I have to do that. And then I'm also really big into fashion. And my two things for any female is dress for comfort and confidence. If you're not comfortable, you're not confident. If you're not confident, you're not comfortable. And then just really just planning out the day, making sure that, you know, everything on my to-do list, which I keep in my phone, and I have so much gratification from doing a little yellow check in my notes. And then really, I think for my mind, I really love spending time with my friends, getting out of the house, getting out of the workspace. And then also coming home and snuggling my 4-legged daughter.
And what kind of dog is that?
She's a half French bulldog beagle. Her name is Nala. And she's 10 years old. And she's pretty much the coolest dog.
I absolutely love that. We are big dog fans here. I have 2 little ones. And we are very big dog fans at the Fangirl Sports Network.
What kind of dogs do you have?
They are Chihuahua mixes, both of them.
Nice.
And my doggy that I had before them who passed away, she was also a Chihuahua mix. So you definitely have I favor that breed or breeds because they are mixes, but they're the best. They're just the absolute best. This is a very good transition into what I promised earlier. Can you take us through a day in the life of Kaylee Uribe?
Oh yeah, sure. So like I said, my morning coffee, is a big way to start my day. I feel like my day actually starts the night before because that's when I check my schedule for the next day, kind of really prepping me for what I need to know, get ahead of. then getting into the office. And I love socializing. I'm a huge social person. So I love making sure that everybody around me is in a good spot and can, you know, also have that nice kind of energy flow around us as well. So chatting with my coworkers is also like a huge part of my day. But I get on calls with clients, trying to get them to really see that Chase Center is the place to be these days. Uh-huh. And I love signing or getting a signed contract. I am new to my current role. So I started venue sales back in January. So I recently had my first sale. So that was like a huge rewarding.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you very much. It was very rewarding. And my team was super sweet about it as well. And yeah, and just making sure that, you know, my mindset is always in a good spot has been, I think, especially these last couple of years, everyone's kind of going through it. Things around us, you know, always can make it feel like things are crumbling. So making sure that you're really taking care of your mind and your heart is very important for everyone in every day.
Absolutely. And I'd love to just kind of a random thing before we get to five fun facts. You've obviously been working for a very successful organization and you've been there through championships. What has that been like? What is that feeling like?
I honestly feel so spoiled sometimes because I swear I couldn't have been on the dance team at a better time. So I saw the 73 streak my freshman year. My sophomore year, we won. And then my junior year, we won. So I've been a part of parades. I have two championship rings to show for it. I was in the front office when we took a whole office trip to Toronto for playoffs, which was amazing. We were flown out there and celebrated that. And so like I've had some really amazing moments and and our time now is, you know, we're kind of back to getting on the top. Well, not these last couple games, but we'll get there. We're going to have Draymond back soon. And I can't wait to see what, knock on wood, postseason brings for us.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Kaylee. This has been awesome, but I can't let you leave yet because we have to do five fun facts. Kaylee, I don't know if you know this. I do this with the 49ers players and we do it on video and they share five fun facts about themselves. But on this podcast, we ask everyone the same five questions and it's been great because we get so many different answers. So without further ado, five fun facts with Kaylee Uribe.
Love it.
Kaylee, what is your favorite moment in sports?
Ooh, I'm going to give you two, the 2017 championship, because we were actually at home when we won it. And so we were on the court and were able to celebrate with and seeing like the players, family all on court. It was fantastic. And then performing a Prince dance in front of Prince before we lost him. So I will never forget that. Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's an incredible memory. What is your life motto?
No doesn't mean never. It just means not right now.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. No doesn't mean never. It just means not right now. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I might know the answer to this, but what is your go-to workout?
Yeah. If it's not dance, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it's fair. Totally fair. But this would be a fun question. What kind of dance workouts do you do? Do you go to classes? Do you do them at home? Do you just do routines? Like what does your dance workout look like?
Yeah. So I love taking classes. Warriors dance team was doing some virtual classes for a while that I loved. I sometimes do, there was a Dancing with the Stars DVD way back in the day. And sometimes I bring that out because it's super fun and and upbeat. So that might be my silly version of it.
that's really fun. I love that. You said you are useless without your morning coffee and I am same here. What is your go-to coffee order?
Oh, vanilla oat milk latte.
Ooh, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Sounds absolutely delicious. And last but not least, what is a book every woman should read?
Ooh, so I usually read like romance novels because that's my favorite. But I will say I recently read The Subtle Art of Not Giving It. And I don't know if you can cuss on the podcast, but Not Giving an F.
Okay.
it's honestly was... I needed it because I tend to overthink some things sometimes. So I totally recommend it. A great read, a fun read too.
How do you combat the overthinking? I'm going to sneak in one last question because I think that's something a lot of us do, including myself. And so what are ways that you kind of have learned to combat overthinking?
Yeah. Like really just being confident in your decision-making. And even if the decision doesn't pan out the way you think it is, it's always going to be a learning lesson. So really like there are wrong and right things to do, but there's always something that comes out of it that is either rewarding or a learning lesson from it.
Fantastic. Kaylee, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much, Tracy. This was so much fun.
Oh, I had a blast talking to you. I hope we get to meet in person sometime. And if you guys like what you heard, which I know that you did, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review and follow us on Instagram at Fangirl Sports Network.
We are brought to you by Bet Online, and I'll talk to everyone next week. Bye, all.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.